This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, little life
My
advice.
Life's a waste of time.
It's time.
I'm a tool.
For Life Advice with the Hammer.
You know how rock bottom your life gotta be to get life advice from Joe the Camel?
The Hammer.
I'm an idiot.
Well, I don't know about all that. I think tomorrow I'm Beat the Hammer. When I go for victory 278, I'll prove I'm not an idiot. But, you know, some people think I'm an idiot. Fair enough. All right, Life Advice with the Hammer is brought to us by the wonderful people at MHS Lift. They are certainly not idiots. Let me tell you why, because they can help you in your business big time. If you are looking for forklifts, a warehouse efficiency assessment, any type of material handling equipment, or if your equipment needs repairs, get yourself to the experts at MHS Lift by going to MHSLift.com. They can help your business, MHSLift.com. Seltzer, what does someone need help with?
All right, we're going to attempt. I was going to say we'll help Patrick. We're going to attempt to help Patrick out today. Patrick says, help me, Hammer.
Rhonda.
Nice. There you go.
Rhonda.
Okay. Help me, Rhonda, a.k.a. Hammer.
Yep.
You prefer Rhonda?
You want us to call you Rhonda?
Sure. You prefer right. Rhonda.
That should be the
Life Advice with Rhonda.
That should be the intro song. Help me, you know.
You're just trying to get out of the rock bottom.
What's the quandary?
Patrick says, help me, Hammer, or Rhonda. I went on a ski trip to France with 7 close friends last week to mark my 50th birthday. I asked my mother-in-law to do me a favor and come get my wife a hand with the kids while I was away. Found out Saturday as I was getting ready to make the 20-hour trek home that the mother-in-law was planning to be there Sunday night when I returned to have a big dinner and talk about my France trip. I felt strongly that I was going to be a total disaster after a week-long boys trip, 20 hours of planes, trains, and automobiles back, and the jet lag, that I didn't want company. I'd walk into the house and collapse. I expressed this to my wife and mother-in-law, and they both got super angry at me. Ultimately, my mother-in-law left in a huff before I arrived home, and as expected, I crashed and went to sleep for 14 hours. Was I wrong? Do I need to apologize? Or should I stick to my guns and let them be mad?
Well, you're being a little bit of a baby here, all right? I think both sides are being a baby, if I'm being honest, okay? So, look. Ideally, yeah, you don't come back to a big family dinner if you know you're going to be, you know, about to go to sleep for a while. I don't blame you for feeling that way. However, especially with what? The mother-in-law, if you're 50, the mother-in-law is somewhere between 75 and 85.
Yeah, she also just helped you out by helping out the kids while you're
like,
gone.
Suck it up, Buttercup. So you got to have dinner for an hour and a half. Suck it the hell up.
That, by the way, I'm sure was
you,
prepared.
Suck it up.
All right.
Not like he had
you
to cook dinner
apologize.
Himself.
Yeah, I think you got to apologize. Yeah. Honestly, I think this is a, and I get it. I wouldn't want to do it either, but there are just certain things that you accept in life
totally.
As your part of your family.
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly.
She's not the help.
No.
She's not somebody you hired
and
they
pay
just
her.
Leave as soon as you walk in the door.
And she's like 80. You know, have some esteem
even
for the
if
elders.
Even if she's 70, even if she was a young mother, like, who cares? Like, you asked her to come help.
So look,
and then she had the nice thought, hey, let's make a dinner. We can talk about your trip. What a lovely evening that'll be.
Ideally, they don't huff off, but come on, man. It's, you know,
We know you're going to be tired and all that stuff, but remember, you were vacationing before that.
Yeah, you just got a week in France with your boys.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You know.
Bad job by you.
Perspective, my friend.
All right, so the Hammer nailed it with this advice. I credit myself. And with that, let's shut it down. Life advice with the Hammer. We're done with that. Hey, come on, man. Are you kidding me? Don't bring that weak nonsense around here. Let's go, phones. 215. If I were your wife, I'd divorce you. 215-599.
Wow. I'm actually shocked. I'm shocked that you took that stance, Joe. I thought you would have supported him resting when he got home. You seem like a rester,
I am a rester.
He doesn't just seem like that. He's resty.
Like, you will miss a spring training baseball game just to take a nap.
Yeah, but I went
exactly.
on
the last that week. That's absolutely what happened. Yeah.
But I went on Saturday, and I was at my best on Friday's show in part because I had taken that Thursday nap.
At your best.
At my best. See, I got there's only 4 hours.
Wow, that's your best.
There's only 4 hours in a day. I got to be at my best. It's 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. Otherwise, whatever. Come on, man. Let's go to phones. Let's go to Ed in Phoenixville. Ed knows that was great advice. What's going on, pal?
Going on, Hammer. Mr. Davis, how's it going?
It's going.
So, quick things. First, on the Phillies, Ben, I just had a question for you. So, whatever lineup Topper puts out there in opening day, and let's just assume it's Trey Turner hitting leadoff, how much of a lease do you think he gets? I mean, just maybe struggle to find his, footing before he goes back to Schwarber? Like, are we going to have a month, 2 months?
Good question.
What do you think?
Good question.
That is a good question. If they choose that route, I would think it would be not a long one, because of how good the division is, and obviously they want to win the division first and foremost. But how good the division is, and I think I would say maybe 2 to 3 weeks. Honestly,
don't you think though he'd have to be a disaster?
Disaster
to be moved
complete
off after 2 weeks.
Utter disaster.
Because Ed, if he's hitting 220, which isn't a disaster, it's not good. I don't think it would be a change in 2 to 3 weeks. I really don't. I could be wrong, but Rob Thompson is usually slower to change than quicker.
I know, but if it's not working, because we know how it works when Schwarber leads off.
Well, I'll tell you what I'm going to be fascinated with this year, Ben. To what extent do they pedal to the metal to try to win the division? I'm serious. We talked to Dombrowski about this last week, and he certainly wants them to win it. He was clear, but he also understood there is some value to being a wild card
team. He said that if you could guarantee he would win the wild card round, he'd rather do that than win the division.
Take those days off.
Even though you're on the road in the second round to start and end a series, and you basically have to go to your third starting pitcher instead of Zach Wheeler for game one.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, there is a lot of evidence that the hot team wins more often than the team that has sat for a
week. Without a doubt. I don't think this team honestly cares about playing on the road. I don't think they care. I think they're of the mindset that, hey, we can beat anybody, anytime, anywhere. So I don't think the whole playing on the road thing really gets them, but I know they love playing here in front of this crowd.
Mm-hmm. But to your point about the leadoff thing, I mean, look, we're going to know in the next week and a half or so who's leading off. And I would stick with Schwarber, but I know sentiment around here has been go to Trey Turner. We'll see.
Yeah. And real quick on the Philly or Eagles, it just feels like with accumulating all these compensatory picks, I really think they're giving themselves some dry powder to maybe move up in the draft. If one of these stud tight ends starts falling, I think they're giving themselves a lot of optionality. I think that's a word.
That's right.
And I wouldn't rule anything out, to put it bluntly.
No, I think that's fair. I think that's accurate. Look, some of those compensatory picks, they won't be able to have to trade in April because you don't get them till the next year. I don't think you get them. But I get the point, you could trade the picks you have knowing that other picks are coming. Ed, give me an answer. A family member in a title. We've had some great answers today. Give me what you got.
How about the ABBA song, Mamma Mia?
That's a good
one.
That's
excellent.
And that's also the movie.
Yeah, the movie Broadway show.
Song.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, I never got, never, the, who's the all-time actress thing?
Meryl Streep.
Meryl Streep. I never got it. Until I saw Mamma Mia.
That's the most ridiculous
thing I've
ever
heard. The scene with her and what's his name?
Pierce Brosnan.
Yep.
The hill cliff.
On the cliff.
Amazing.
It is five of the greatest minutes of a movie I've ever seen in my life.
That's the first time you were like, oh, Meryl Streep's good?
It's the first time
that's
I got
nonsense.
It.
Have you seen other movies before?
I don't care.
Yeah.
Spectacular.
It's like,
Spectacular.
You should be embarrassed to admit that. Was just off the charts. I loved it.
Never
absolutely
saw like Kramer versus Kramer, or like Sophie's Choice, or any of those
that,
movies.
But it was when I saw that, which was last year on a plane, I was mesmerized,
blown away.
Yeah, I was. All right.
I play that song. I like that song.
I will tell you this: I have checked that out since I first saw it. Just those 5 minutes, John, this is where you're going to erupt. I'm going to be honest, at least 35 times in the last year, I watched just those 5 minutes. That's how much I loved those 5 minutes. Just saying.
I think that makes you a worse person.
It's a great scene.
Might make me a woman, but you know.
I think you should be embarrassed. Embarrassed
so
is the word.
Time in your life.
How you spend your time is just fascinates
me. Could you imagine if someone with the 93 Phils told that to Macho Rowe? Macho Rowe would have murdered that guy. Actual murder.
Actually. So that shoes right out in the river there.
I like you so much more now, Joe, since you told me that.
That's good, because I like you a lot less. So worked out.
All right. Time's yours, and a lot of calls up ahead, and you can react to my reaction to Mamma Mia next on 94 WIP.